beginning of Parshas Vayechi, Rashi brings Yankel Avinu Rotzah Legalot Et HaKetz V'Nishtamo Mimenu. So it's a Parshas Tuma. All the Parshas have a Hefsek. Parshas Vayechi is a Parshas Tuma. And right in the same Parsha it says Old Pani wanting Galot Et HaKetz V'Nishtamo Mimenu. Now, I think the Pshat, what does it mean to Parshas Tumah here? The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim is Meirich on the Inbias Mashiach. Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, and Melach HaMashiach, Os Rambam, Ul Hachzir Malchus Bizdovi Liyoshno, Memshah Rishoyno, Uboyne Migdosh Mekav Nitri Yisrael. V'choyze Kol HaMishpotnim B'yomov K'shehoyim Mikoydem. Makriv Mekorbonis, Voice in Shmitim V'yoivim, בכל מצווה סמול בתורה. בכל מי שאין המים בוי, או שאין המחק לבי עושוי, ואי בשעה נביאים בבד וכויפר, אלא במשה רבנו. שיותר ידעו עליו. גם אם יקרה מים במשיח. And the Rambam in base, the Rambam is like this. אומר חכמים, אין בין אוי למעזר למועס המשיח, אלא שיבוד מלכיס בלבד. ירום מפשוטם של דיווי הנביאים, שבתחילו ימויס המשיח תיר מלחמת גויג ומוגויג, שקודם לכם גויג ומוגויג, יהיה מינובו לישראל, ליש לישראל, ולהוכל ליבו. שני המין אשריך לכם, והיו הנובים. ואין הבא לא להכשיר, ומשוחזוק בסולם, ויבחו לו וכו'. יש מחכמים, שאומרים מהם שקודם ביס המשמח יובו יריו. כל אלו הדבורים, כי יצא בן, ויודו אודם, היך יהיה עד שיהיו. בילונו, עד שיהיו. שדבורים סתומים הם, עץ הנביאים, עצוסו. גם בחכמים, אין להם קבולה בדבורים אלו, לפי הכרח הפסוקים. לפי כך יש להם מחלוקת בדבורים אלו. ועל כל פנים, אין סדר הווי יש דבורים אלו, לא ידקדוקם עיקר בדעס. ולעולם, יעסק אדם בדברי הגודס, ולא יערך בדברי מדרושס האמורים בעניין אלו. There's no union to be choyker olat. V'chein lo yakshev ha-kitzim. Om v'chachomim tipol taitom shlo makshev ha-kitzim. Eli yichake v'yamin b'chlal adova k'mo yishev yarnu. The Rambam says, there's no union to be doyrish v'choyker dizinyonim. There's no kabbalah b'ruro, and there's no union. Sh'advorim stumem me'im etz ha-nevim. What does it say here? Kol ha-techa kule, yet we dorish v'choyker to know every part of the Torah. In Yan Bias HaGoel Tzedek, there's no mevi lo yavov lo yiro. There's no inyan dorish v'choyker. No inyan. Elo to be maimim. So that's what means Parshas Tumah. Every Parshas Torah, litn revach bin zevah zev is boinim. To be choyker, to be dorish v'choyker, that's a pshat, litn parshal parshal is boinim. There's one Parshas Torah, there's no din to be boinim. Bias HaGoel Tzedek. There's no need to be Kodesh V'Reker. It's a Dover Soso. This steht in Rambam. But what steht in Rambam here? There's a Chiv to be Maimon. There's a Chiv to be Maimon. And the Rambam is Moisef more than that. V'Yichakeloi. There's an Inyan Tzipisor Yeshua. And the Rambam said it's an Iker in Amunah to be Mechakeloi. What's the Pshat in that? To be Maimon Mishich, that's Amunah. But what is Mechakel that was Amunah? Ram said Mefurish. V'chol mi she'en ha'mayme boi, oi she'en ha'mechake libi osoi. Lo'i b'shar nevim bilvad hu koifer, el b'teres Moshe Rabbeinu. Ram says, the tzepis for Yeshua is a chelik for Amuno. B'chol yiti mitzapel Yeshua. What's the pshat in them? I think the pshat is like this. What does it mean when you're not mitzapel Yeshua? What does it mean? You're happy. Baruch Hashem, be content. Baruch Hashem, you have panosa, children are well. You're not mitzapel Yeshua. You're happy with the matzav. And what's the demise? Is a matzav goals. Klai Yisrael not in the matzav. We have only one third of the mitzvahs. We're missing so much. But if you're not mechakel it's the Yeshua, what does it mean? You're happy with the matzav. So it's an ikon amunah to understand the Torah has to be b'shleimus. There's tayag mitzvahs, you need a malchus, you need a beis hamikdash, you need kabbonis, you need mitzvah tluyis ba'oretz, you need nevuah, you need all the things, that's the tzur of Klal Yisrael. And if you're not mitzvah Yeshua, it means you're happy with the matzav. Let's be matzav a little more. Years ago, all the doiros, the Yidden weren't goals. What kept Yidden going? The Munat B'Mashiach. In Poland, a Yid walked in the street, a goy would spit at him. They suffered from goals. What kept people going? Years ago, what were the anima, the nigan abini maimen? Every Zdambut, people saying anima maimen. Why? They were mitzapri Yeshua. The matzah wasn't good. When the matzah became good, Yidden are living good. Baruch Hashem, Parnosa, they're not suffering from the goyim maybe until recently. So everybody's happy. That means you hold the matzah is good. That's an ikon amunah, not that way. To understand the matzah is not good. Kali is not a good matzah. We're missing so much. How are you happy? We're missing nevuah, we're missing Ebisam Bignesh, we're missing Kobonis, we're missing so much. Shalas. You live in your own little Valamas. You're happy. Everything is in the little Valamas. But if you get the bigger picture, what's the bigger picture? There's a musik of Klal Yisrael. There's a musik of called Deiros of Klal Yisrael. There's Kabbalah Satoira, Dorodeo, Ikusid Mishicha. Klal Yisrael is a whole Hemshech, a whole Matzev. But when you live in your own little Dalamas, you think only about your own little Dalamas. You're not Mitzapel Yeshua. If a goy spit at you, then you're not Mitzapel Yeshua. But so that something hurt you. And that's not true. We have to understand what the Matzav of Klal Yisrael is. And let's see what's happening in Eretz Yisrael now. Do we look at it like a local thing happening? We have to get the bigger picture. What's happening in Eretz Yisrael? There's no sofik. What's happening? Rav Chaim Vital in his Pirush on Tilim, Kapitel Kuf Chof Dalet, says the last golos is golos Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. He says it's the worst golos. It's the worst golos. There's a golos Yisrael. Why isn't the golos Yisrael part of the Arba Golosim? Why the Bechen? So the Rav Chaim Vital has a different teretz. One teretz he says, because it's not the Dam Lechayus. It's a perodom, it's a different malach. The Maral says a different pshat. It's nichlal in golos poras. What's golos poras? Who's poras? What? Amen. Iran. No. So we have a sofik, what's happening? Golos Yishma is part of golos poras. So golos Yishma is kosher to poras. Who's making gold at Soros? Poras. Golos Yishmael is a chelik of Golos Poras. Whatever it is, we have to understand what's happening is not a local issue. It's negei ganz Klal Yisrael, it's negei everything. The biggest raya is negei ganz Klal Yisrael is how much anti-Semitism came out of it. In the whole world, anti-Semitism is on the rise in the whole world because of Yidden killing Goyim, Kilo. Because my Goyim are killing Yidden, so nobody cares. But when the Yidden started killing Goyim, that's Kenneth Zayn. That's again from Zekom Zenoifel. A Molik is told Zekom Zenoifel. So Yidden are killed on the rise, the Goyim have to, a Molik has to be, hey, that's a Golos Edoim. Because Zekom Zenoifel. Yim Mashiach. The Goyim can't understand when Yidden are killing Goyim. That's the Pshat Zekom Zenoifel. But it affected the Gans the Welt. Because it's part of the whole, there's a bigger picture. It's Golos Yishmael. And it's the last Golos. And it says Golos Yishmael will be in Eretz Yisrael ba'achris hayomim. And then the Yeshua will come. And what's the Yeshua that what Chaim Vital brings from the Pirkei Avos? When Yidden come to that Korah, the Ein Lanu Yishrael Elohim Shebashamayim, there is no way of getting out of this, only through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Zman you think there's an iron dome, and then they'll set down the missiles and that, and then the child is dead. It's a gone thank you Yeshua from them. It's all nonsense. It's a matzah that there's no Yeshua on Avinu Shabbos Shemayim. That's the gula. be is goyel tzedek. It's the last golus, and the pitaron of it is only through tefillah and understanding the avodah zarah from the kochi vayitzim yodi is dvorim b'teilim. There is no way. Saying never again is kfirah mamish. Was it never again? Also, the Ashgoche, the Second World War, was a key with a teichocha. There's no sofik, key with a teichocha. So, what do you mean never again? If it could be a key with a teichocha again, also, chas v'shalom. But there's avtoche, and there's so different anoge. With Hashem, but then Yeshua Hashem kerafayim. There's a matter of Biskrov, he was there. So, before the Nazis were in Egypt, we're going to come in, Rambam's going to come in right away. And even we're buying sleeping pills to Matzim with us. Biskrov wanted to run away. Now, he went through the Second World War, the Europeans wanted to run away. The Gedolim Bishlaim told him, there's a different Hanoga in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to run away. The different Kabbalah B'Yodeinu, so it's a different Hanoga. Biskrov wasn't a Kabbalah, but he wasn't able to get out. Then he was Moida. He saw the different Hanoga. It was a nest that happened. Germany started a second front with Russia. That was the biggest mistake Hitler made. That was the mistake that caused his downfall. He started a second front in Russia, and he had to call Bekram Alves from Egypt to come to fight in the second front. Maybe he didn't come to Eretz Yisrael. That was a mess that he started. Dilem Shugasi, what he started a second front for? He didn't learn from Napoleon. He can't win the Russian winter. He made that mistake. Again, that was the end of him. He fell through. It was going on a mess. So we have a different Hanoga in Eretz Yisrael. Here's Hashem, but Yeshua's Hashem, when we didn't do tshuva. There's already a bigger series. It's not complete yet. They're still trying to every day say the tzal did this, tzal did that, tzal did that. They're trying to overcome what happened in Simchas Torah. And that's what would be mazal, what happened in Simchas Torah. There's the Maim from Rabbi Yeruchim. Bruchim says, it says, Miseisim Yerushalayim, Miseisim Mitzrayim. One of the kinnis. What's the kesher? Miseisim Mitzrayim, Miseisim Yerushalayim. What's the kesher? So, Dr. Bruchim, the same way you come to Amunah through Ha'or Asponim, Nisim Gluim, you come to Amunah. There's a Hester Pon Lamalamateva also. Kiseisim Yerushalayim was a Hester Pon Lamalamateva. There were things that happened, Shloki Nechateva. What happens in Chetera is Lamalamateva. There's no way of explaining. For 7 hours, no army came. There's no way of explaining it. Besides all the duchfal before that they didn't listen to it all. But when they came in, 7 hours, nobody is coming there. It's a hester ponim amal mateva. That's the teisim Yerushalayim, teisim Mitzrayim. There's a musik of a oras ponim, the amal mateva, the move hester ponim amal mateva. There's two musogim. That's what we saw. Hester Ponim Malam Ateva. And in the Hester Ponim, there was on Asher Nisim. I don't know if you was aware of it, what happened there. They came into Afakim, the yeshivas in Afakim, and at Bote Knesset, thousands of people. They had maps of all the Bote Knesset in Afakim. They didn't go into one shul. To one shul they didn't go into. They bypassed Tifrach. They were 2 meters away from the yeshiva in Afakim. They didn't go into it. They didn't go into Tifrach, there was yeshiva there. And they had maps, not in there, they had maps. There's two moshavim in Aza, they were Shem Shabbos. There's 22 moshavim there, they went to 20, and the two Shem Shabbos they didn't go into. And this was a given document. But Allah has the ponem, there was Nekudas of Oros ponem also. We have to broaden our scope. Realize that what's happening is not poshut. We're living in a big tkufa, and we have to be part of it. And the way to be part of it is only to be mishtatav b'tzar. That's the only way. People here in America have to be mishtatav b'tzar. There's a maim of Nesama Mikel, that when you raise a bo'il, you take away from their tzar. Because the Shoma is one neshoma, and you have tzar, it takes away from their tzar. You have to be mishtatav b'tzar. Yeah, you have to be mishtatav b'tzar. But you have to feel what it is, you know. People here are aware of what's happening. Every day, people are being killed. Amonis mit Yisoyimim, it's schrecklich. The people are captive. You know what it is to be by them? They're proyim. There's no word to say, but they're not even. They're para-odom. They're ruthless. They're not mentioned, Pasha. They're not mentioned. Der Rav Chaim gesagt, der Teure sagt sein Perodom. It's not that Perodom. The Teure is made the Perodom. What they did is unbelievable. The Peroim. That's what the Rav Chaim thought. It's the worst scholars that there is. They did things the Nazis didn't do. The Tzur, the Shekach, they're not mentioned, Pasha. There's hundreds of thousands of people misplaced, don't have homes. They're living in hotels. The children aren't going to the right schools. It's shrecklich, the matzav. We have to understand how bad the matzav is and be mishtatim b'tzar. The field of tzar. Was tut men besorgt uns in jetzt sagt der Bock bitte till mir wie day. Besorgt es bekavone. Mumble a few kapitel till. Der mishtatim b'tzar. Ja, die magischte Zar, was tut so hoppe, das ist schrecklich, der Matzev. Das ist schrecklich, der Matzev. Das ist ein Igris Chazunisch, der sagt, you want to be magisch, the Zar of somebody else, die hat ihm Spau für ihn. Und jetzt schmein erst, ihm Spau. Und für ihn, whoever it is, that caused you to be magisch, jenem Zar. Und so, der Pock, mit der Alt Kavone, what does it do? But if ihm Spau, er sagt, Poskim, in erst zusammen, dort, Avro, mit der Zmir, und davor, mal Yeshua, das ist der Bock, mit ihm Spau für Yeshua. If people start being spelled, that's semach bikavode. Therefore, Yeshua's Hashem kerevayim. So that helps you be margish the tzar. B'yimashir, we're part of Klal Yisrael. And the tzor of a Klal Yisrael is not a local thing. It's something that gets against Klal Yisrael. The broader picture is part of the gold, it's part of the geula, it's the mishiche, and the anti-Semitism. It's all part of it. And we have to be margish. We have to know what we're living in. We have to get out of a little dalamas and live in a broader scope and understand with tutzachopto. And the world will understand with tutzachopto. And we magish bitzar, that's a big thing. And that part of being mitzapel Yeshua. We have to realize we have to be mitzapel Yeshua. It's a ikram, you know. We're not mitzapel Yeshua. We think it's, we're happy with our things. But you get the broader picture. What is the matzav of Klal Yisrael? What's happening today? Do you have to be mitzapel Yeshua? What will be, we don't know. If the Ram says, it's a parshas tumah. We're not mechuyev to learn about it, exactly what's going to be, we don't know. But we have to be maimin u'mechakaloi. That's the Ramba. That's the Lord Ramba. Maimin u'mechakaloi. Metzap l'Yeshua. So Mr. Hashem, we should be zoyche to see the broader picture. Mishtatov b'tzar, b'metzap l'Yeshua. We should be zoyche to see the Hashem's kerafayim.